The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today.
God wants us to be a thanks giver.
Wow.
Some people are thanks whiners. You know, God's want me to do this, but I'm going to whine for Jesus, you know, about every little thing that he wants me to do in my life.
Stay tuned as Randy Draper reveals the secret to building a successful life.
Just put a big smile on my face.
I'm glad.
Really, you see, I'm just doing like this. I match the picture.
Yeah.
Becoming happy to do it. Next.
You are awesome. Thank you. Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to have the son of a former pastor that we had who was absolutely great, First Baptist Euless, tremendous church, always has been, great high-impact evangelistic church. And the Draper family blessed so many lives, blessed all of our family, and our kids grew up with the Draper kids. And one of the kids is here, Randy Draper. Now, of course, kid is dad now and got kids, and we've all got kids. We got grandkids. I don't know if he has any grandkids, but he'll
granddogs.
Have some. Granddogs. Granddog. Granddog. But Randy Draper is one of the really been functioning part of the staff and leadership at Fellowship Church, great church in the Metroplex out near the DFW airport. Ed Young, Jr., Ed Young, Sr. is in Houston, a great man. Jr. is here. Was our neighbor for years, and he and his wife and their beautiful family. They just have a great church. And really one of the reasons is people like Randy. Because Randy is the kind of guy who said, be happy to do it, because he's happy to do it. He inspires people to be happy to do it. He's written a book about it. And that big smile. I want you to get this outfit. Let me introduce him. Here is Randy Draper. Would you welcome Randy to Life Today? Now, audience, you got to get this. Would you all get the impression that Randy likes this color? I mean, yeah. Does it look like, can you get a little close of that? He likes the color.
That's right.
Can y'all not come in close on that? I want to see it. Look at that. Where'd you come up with this being your favorite color?
Well, it's a 70s color, and it hadn't been around for a while, and all of a sudden it's back.
And you did.
And I still live in the 70s pretty much. At my age, 54, I still like the 70s.
So you're just stuck in the 70s, and you don't mind admitting it.
I don't. My favorite band's Earth, Wind, and Fire. What can I say? Yeah. I'm proud of it.
You know, this is Thanksgiving.
They're still touring. I don't know. They can't get over it.
So. Get them some shirts like this,
yeah,
and they'll take another
right.
job. You know, this is Thanksgiving. We have so much to be grateful for. I'm grateful for the friendship and relationship with the Drapers, with all the influence and just the friendship. And we've had a wonderful journey together.
Yes,
and I just thank God for that. But we have a lot to be thankful for.
We do.
And frankly, I'm thankful for you communicating a message like this. And I want you to tell us what you're trying to tell us to be happy about doing.
Well, I grew up with my grandmother moved in with us. My grandfather died leaning over a putt on a golf course.
What a way to go.
I know that sounds scary, but it's a great way to go if you got to go. And Grandma Draper came to live with us, and I grew up helping her with her shoes on and off, her socks on and off, in and out of the car, in and out of the house. I mean, I just grew up helping Grandma Draper, and what I learned was when I help her, it helped me more than it ever helped her. And the reality of our lives is when we serve other people, it does far more for us than it'll ever do for them, for the other people. But people are running around trying to find the meaning of life, trying to find the success in life, and it's all about things and promotions and projects and positions. And really, God's Word tells us it's really all about taking care of the people that I put in your life, Randy. If you just serve them, you will find yourself well served.
Well, so much of the time it's the neighbor right next door
yes.
to us. It's not a crowd of right. people, but it's that one.
The one that throws his trash in your backyard. Yeah, yeah. Or the one, or the person over on the other side of the cubicle where you work. That's yeah. just, yeah. you know, not very nice. And I call them heavenly sandpaper. You know, God brings them in your life. He's trying to rub the rough edges off of you, and he's trying to use you to help them. And if you get rid of them, he's got a sense of humor. He'll just bring somebody else right back. And many times he'll bring two or three.
Sometimes he'll go from sandpaper to blasting powder.
That's right. I'm going to add that in my next book.
You know, you watched me from the time I was doing the Crusades.
Yes.
Of course, your dad had a lot to do with a lot of the things we did together and reaching so many huge crowds of people. And then you watched Betty and me for the last 25 years or more. We just kind of became the happy servants.
Amen.
And you know what? Watching people help people, it's the most exciting thing we've ever
There's
done.
There's nothing
you know,
like
you
it.
You don't want to tell our viewers that they say, well, I can't talk like James. I can't preach like some people I see. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. And I say, yeah, but listen, the most exciting thing I do is serve and help others. Just notice them and want to meet a need. See a need and meet it. Hey, you can do that. So Jesus said it's the greatest thing on earth. The greatest among you is servant. And I get the impression this is really what you're talking about. Give us some
examples.
Well,
the disciples were arguing over who was going to be the greatest in heaven.
Yeah, that's
right. Jesus, just before he said, hey, get on this side of the table so Michelangelo can paint our picture. Just before that moment, in Luke 22:27, he said, I am among you as one who serves. Then he grabbed a bowl of water and he washed the disciples' feet. And unfortunately, and this is Thanksgiving week, so we're all thinking about Thanksgiving, but, you know, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks. Now, we take that to mean I need to be thankful to the Lord, but see, I think he wants us to give thanks. Mm. Some people are thanks whiners. You know, God's wanting me to do this, but I'm going to whine for Jesus, you know, about every little thing that he wants me to do in my life. Or some people are thanks fakers. They're going through the effort of serving someone, but they really aren't inside genuinely interested or caring about the person. Some people are thanks takers. I'm here, it's all about me. They like being around the people that like them and praise them, and so it's all about taking rather than giving. God wants us to be a thanks giver.
Wow.
You know, and when you do that, you can't do something for somebody else without it doing something for you. So we don't need more medication, we just need more practice in serving people. It would take care of a lot of our ailments.
You just put a big smile on my face.
I'm glad.
You see, I'm just doing like this, I match the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope my teeth aren't that green. Listen, I really believe that you've learned to handle things that could cause you to come unglued. I mean, you had an experience with your four-year-old that you talk about, I think, where
yes.
you really got some help on the car you really treasured.
I have a chapter called Too Blessed to be Stressed.
Too Blessed to be Stressed.
And most of us are all stressed up with nowhere to go. You know what I'm saying? And so we're too stressed to be blessed because we've overcommitted, we're overweight, we're just, you know, out of money. I mean, you know, we just have stress in our lives. And so God just has a sense of humor. But when I was in the building business, and you may remember this, but I bought my dream car. It was a candy apple red 1981 Jaguar.
Attaboy.
Well, nobody told me you have to put oil in it, okay? So those engines run really hot. So one day, Liz and I had to go to a meeting in Oklahoma, and about a mile or two across the Red River, our car overheated and caught on fire. And so we pull into a little gas station, and the little guy comes out, y'all need some help? And man, Elizabeth jumps out and says, get some water, we're on fire! And we're running around having to do it ourselves because he was moving really slow. So we get the car back home, and this is where God has a sense of humor, because in the chapter Thanksgiving, one of the things that we have to do to get through it is to learn to be thankful. But I have the car parked in the garage, and one day I come home from work, and Kyle, 4 years old, says, Daddy, come look at what I did to your car. I washed it. So we go walking down to the detached garage, and he's taking turpentine and a steel brush. And he's squirting turpentine all over the side of my car and has scrubbed the side of my candy apple red Jaguar with a steel brush. And there's red paint on the floor. And I look at him and I go, son, that is awesome. And then I go, God, what are you thinking? And you know what God said? Are you thankful, Randy? It's a test. And I learned that day to be thankful for everything. But it goes more than just having a heart of thanksgiving to our Lord. I think He wants us to be a thanks giver into the lives of other people, and you have to be thankful.
Did you find a way to encourage that four-year-old?
He never knew he did anything wrong. I taught him not to play with turpentine. You know, we talked about it. How can you scold somebody who really believed he just did me a favor? He was so proud.
When you've been in
and
church.
We're the same way. Think about it. With our Heavenly Father, we're out making mistakes, doing things we're so proud, and you know He's in heaven going, "You're such a good young man." Boy, you don't get it, Randy, but you're so cute. You're the sweetest little man out there, you know? So, I just think, you know, Christians have a really bad habit. We say, "Well, I'm going to think about that. Randy, you're right. I'm going to think about that. I'm going to pray about that. I'm going to talk about that." And I think God's saying, "Randy, tell the world, I want them to be happy to do it, and they need to get their snap on. It's time to quit talking about it and thinking about it and praying about it. Let's impact the person next door for Jesus' sake in a positive way instead of him looking at us going, "Well, I don't want what he has because it's not working." And that's what the lost world sees in believing people who just are, they're aimlessly running around acting like the devil.
Well, we need to be a demonstration of what God has, that we proclaim that God has done in our own lives.
Absolutely. I pulled in to get a car, to fill up with gas one day. And it said, "You want a car wash?" I said, "Well, sure." So I, you know. And so it gave me a code. So I pulled down to the keypad and I punched the code in. Nothing happened. So I thought, "Well, I'm going to punch harder." Somehow that didn't help, but inadvertently, I must have touched the help button. So all of a sudden, now the speaker goes, "What you need?" I'm like, "Oh, my gosh, I'm trying to get a car wash." "You got code?" I go, "Yeah, I got the code." "Punch code in." I go, "I'm punching the code in." "Bring ticket here." I go, "Okay, I'm bringing the ticket there." So I back up, go in. He's just as pleasant on the inside as he'd been on the outside. And most people, that would have ruined their day. I'm telling you, most people, if they're honest, would have walked out of there. They would have been angry, frustrated, mad. "I'll never come back here again." I walked out laughing. Liz and I changed the way we answered the intercom with our children. They'd go, "Mom, Dad, where are you?" I'd get on there and go, "What you need?" They'd call on a cell phone, "What you need?" But don't miss this. There is a message here.
I missed it.
We have a choice. I'm either going to be a "what you need" Christian who makes everybody's life miserable, hoping somehow in doing that it'll make me feel better about myself, or I'm going to learn to be happy to do it and get my snap on. And I think God wants us to be happy to do it.
Happy to do it, get your snap on. I think you're hearing it clear. Great. You have a website?
Yes.
Where is it?
www.h2doit.com. It happens to be my license plate in Texas.
Are you serious?
H2Do It, yeah. That's short for happy to do it. If my car could be lime green, it would be, but...
Till your kid gets a hold of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then you can go to the website and... Randy, I appreciate what you do. I'm going to ask you if this fits in when you talk about being happy to do it. I listen to people all over the country, and you listen to every survey, and most people don't like the direction we're going as a country.
Right.
They don't like what's happening. They don't like what the government's doing. They don't like what the government's not doing. They don't like most people. My question is, when are most people going to do something about it?
Right.
When are they going to get their snap on and
Absolutely.
Snap to it and start taking responsibility and assume the responsibility of choosing leaders Amen. Who have a clue,
yes.
who know a direction to go?
And
when are most people,
yes.
most people going to start?
And
excuse me, was that okay to put that in?
I love it.
I don't know if it fits at all.
No, I talk about in the first chapter that the key to true happiness is obedience. And what you're talking about is it's time for us to step up and say, "God, you're calling me to take a stand, and I'm going to be obedient and say yes." I mean, I think it's time for us to become the light of the world. Jesus said, I'm the light. And then he turned to the disciples and he said, you're the light. And it's time for us to step up and be the light. Some people are a candle light. I mean, it's just a very little flicker of Christ in their life. Some people are a flashlight. Man, they only pull Jesus out for emergencies. Some people are a strobe light. They're in, they're out, they're on, they're off, they're up, they're down. You know, they're a strobe light for Jesus. I think God wants us to be a high beam floodlight with the love of Christ into the light of this world. And what you're talking about fits into that book perfectly. And a lot of those concepts are really in there because I believe it starts with our obedience. It starts with our love for Jesus and our passion for our Heavenly Father's purpose for us on this earth. And then it starts with saying, I'm going to quit talking about it. I'm going to quit thinking about it. I'm going to quit praying about it. And I'm going to get up and go do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You like what you're hearing. Would you say thanks to Randy? Thank you. Happy to do it. Get your snap on. There's his website again. You know, Randy, your daddy and I were blessed to be in a prayer meeting this week while you're on Billy Graham's daughter. And Graham Lotz is with us during the course of the week, too. And Billy called a prayer meeting, and your daddy, I was invited, so then I asked your dad to go, and I asked, could I bring your dad? He's my pastor. And we were part of a prayer meeting that no question changed the course of history. And I watched your dad. I watched him take a stand.
Yeah.
I watched some leaders take a stand. Let me just say this. The whole world was affected by what happened at that little prayer meeting. We got our snap on.
Yes, you did.
We got our snap to it. And we're still snapped to it. This is some of the fruit of the snap to it daddy, and a snap to it mom, and a snap to it family, and a church. And that's what God wants all of us to be. Randy, Betty and I, as I've said earlier in the program, we've not found anything that gives us greater joy than serving. And when we can rescue the perishing, as the Fanny Crosby song said, and care for the dying, mm-hmm. snatch them in pity from sin in the grave, when we can reach out, it's what a joy. And let me just say this to you. When you see a need, I've seen some of these little promos on television where they show these little animals that look so lonely. And who wouldn't want to take care of them? I mean, who wouldn't want to? What about people like that? What about people? Precious people, you won't know their name. They have a name. God wants their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life and gave His Son that they might have that life. But they need physical life. It's one thing to talk about the love of God. It's one thing to demonstrate it. When you demonstrate it to people and they see it, they experience the expression of it, then they're ready to hear about it. I want you to listen to one of the kids that grew up with our kids. Now he's the father of five children. I want you to listen to the heart of God through this father. I want you to see if you hear the father's heart and see if you don't want to be the expression of God's love. Watch it real close and listen.
Our minds seem countless memories full from our journeys here in Africa. But there's always room for more, especially when that face seizes your heart. Jacob, 18 months, a life hanging in the balance before us. Or was it two lives? Jacob's grandmother Marie was giving all that she had to care for Jacob, the only remaining memory of her daughter. You see, 3 weeks after Jacob's birth, his mom was lost to an illness the doctors never identified. How much can the human spirit endure? Still reeling from the pain of loss, is Marie looking into the face of more loss? The face of a child too weak to smile? All because of a simple lack of food. We can talk statistics, how many Maries and Jacobs there are here in Africa. But Marie and Jacob, they are not a statistic. They are two very real people courageously fighting for survival under unimaginable hardship. Prayer was our first line of defense, for in no way do we underestimate its power. But God calls us to more than that. We are called to action, but even our action is not enough here. For the clinic that could rescue Jacob is facing such depleted supply that it cannot care for him as he so desperately needs. We are only one part of the solution for Jacob. Your action is the other. You can be the answer.
Will you be? Please. We watched Kyle Rogers grow up from the time he was born. We were with him in the family when he was born. Father of five beautiful children, wonderful husband, great church leader. Now goes all over the world as a missionary too, to assist the missionaries. You heard the heart of God. Would you help save those children's lives? There's a grandmother raising the little child that's hungry. The mother died of malnutrition, disease effect. Betty, what should we do?
Wow, you know, I can relate to that grandmother in that I know how much I love my grandchildren. And as that grandmother sat there holding that precious child, all she could do is hold him because she doesn't have the resources to help him. If she did, she would give him the food. But we do have the resources. We have the help that they need to save the lives of these children when the solution is so simple. They need some food to nourish their little bodies. We can make the difference. What will you do? Will you help us reach out to these children? They need help so much. Please help us.
From the time Betty and I saw the need, we've been meeting the need. When we came back home from the mission field, we said, whatever it takes. And we actually sold a lot of stuff to start because, to be honest with you, we did not know if Christian people and viewers of Christian television would help. We knew two things. If you didn't want many people to show up at church, have a prayer meeting or a mission conference, not many showed up. So we thought, well, we don't know if they're going to do it. So we just found ways to do it. And then we started. But you know what? You've been a miracle. You have been a miracle answer to prayer for so many mothers and so many missionaries who planted their lives in the midst of suffering. So we're asking you to continue that right now. Hundreds of thousands of children represented by the few you saw, the missionaries have located. You just saw examples. We're asking you to help us feed as many as you possibly can. Now, here's the truth. This is what it takes. $30, $50, or $100. We can feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next several months. I think there's a level and a way you can participate. I will always ask you directly, help as many as you can. If you can help us put arms of love around 10 children with a $100 gift, do it. We've got viewers who gladly and joyfully will write a $1,000 check, some even more, because God has blessed them and enabled them to it. It's in their heart. Don't accuse people who have made some money of always not caring. Some of them care very deeply, and they provide opportunity and jobs and possibilities for many people. Don't put a brand on a group of people. Please don't. It's a mistake. If you can help hundreds or thousands of children, I believe you will. But be realistic for where you are. If you can give 100 or 50 and help us feed 10 or 5, do it. But what about the 3? You may say, James, I don't really have much. And some of the most precious people who help us faithfully can say, $30 is all I can do. And it's the biggest gift anyone could give because it's all you can do. Whatever you can do, would you do it? Dial the number, take your bank card, use it like a check, please. Or you write a check, make it to Life, but put it in the mail, address to Life, your giving life. You can go online, lifetoday.org, and make the gift there, and we'll have it immediately. Father, please touch everyone's heart to give right now, whatever they can, in Jesus' name. Now, it's one thing to say, I hope it happens. It's another thing for you to be the hope. It's one thing to pray. It's another thing to be an answer to someone's prayer. You'll have your prayers answered much more readily when you become an answer to prayer. That is a fact. Read Isaiah 58. That's a fact. Will you make that call? Thank you for your gift. We have some gifts for you that will be blessings in your life.
At this very moment, a child is drawing her last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like her throughout Africa face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can help save a life. Life's mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of hundreds of thousands of suffering children in remote areas of Africa. With previous food reserves gone and parts of Africa facing its worst famine and food shortage in more than two decades, we desperately need to replenish our supplies for the feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Beth Moore's book, The Life That Overcomes. This Life Outreach exclusive, featuring a collection of messages from Beth's heart, will inspire you to live an overcoming life each day. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, you may also request our new 90-day Bible, designed to help you read through the scriptures in just 90 days. Finally, as a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and save the lives of 100 children. And you may also request the beautiful Heart of the Father bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today at lifetoday.org.
We will send you Beth's book, The Life That Overcomes, to bless you, the 90-day Bible. Tremendous gift to you to bless you. And if you'd like to know how to be happy to do it and get your snap on, we will send you this book if you'd like to have it for any gift. I know Randy would say, hey, that'll be great, and we'd be glad to do it. We want to bless you. You help us help others. Would you join Betty and me in saying thanks to Randy Draper? Randy, bless you, buddy. You are really good.
You've been a blessing in my life.
Thank you, buddy. Thank all of you. Thank you so much for helping us help others. Everyone is rightly concerned about who will lead our nation, who will fill the various offices. I've written a commentary that I believe God put on my heart. It's critically important. It's titled, What Not Who. We must understand the what to find the right who and insist the right what is done. Go to the website, get a copy, and pass it on.
Next week, a successful family living the American dream sells everything to follow their God-sized passion to serve others, their daring journey from passion to action. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.